Hey, Colin here. We just launched our Patreon, so if you want to support the show, head over to patreon.com/Colin Stuckert. That's patreon.com/ColinStuckert. We will have exclusive updates coming. It will also give us more opportunities to invest more in the show and release more shows. Some other bonuses with the different tiers. Check it out over at patreon.com, and thank you for your support. Another way that you can support the show is you can head over to Wild Foods and use code AMPODCAST12 for 12% off your entire order of real food, superfood, supplements, and ingredients. These are products that I've been using myself in my daily life for years. I recommend checking out our fish oil and our collagen, and also make sure you check out the Cocotropic. It's one of my favorite products. Cocoa, mushrooms, delicious. Head over to wildfoods.co and use AMPODCAST12 for 12% off your entire order. You become exactly what you tell yourself you are. And when you tell yourself you are something, when you say, I'm just the fat guy, like for example, a friend of mine does this all the time, drives me nuts, or I'm just this, or I'm not good at that, or whatever. You are that way for as long as you keep telling yourself that. Hey, Colin here, Wild CEO, all about health, nutrition, waking up, taking the red pill, individual sovereignty, extreme ownership, all the things that make you an effective, healthy human. That's what I'm about on this channel. So I hope you join me, hit that subscribe button, and let's get to today's piece of content. Fixed versus growth mindset. I'll give you an example. If you say, I'm just not good at math, fixed mindset. I did this all through growing up in school. I just thought I wasn't good at math, and that was that. And then I became an entrepreneur, and I started working with spreadsheets, and I was like, wow, I'm actually pretty good at this thing. Interesting, isn't that? But for as long as I told myself, I'm not good at this thing, I wasn't good at it. You become exactly what you tell yourself you are. And when you tell yourself you are something, when you say, I'm just the fat guy, like for example, a friend of mine does this all the time, drives me nuts, or I'm just this, or I'm not good at that, or whatever. You are that way for as long as you keep telling yourself that. And you tell people this when they say this, I get this fixed mindset crap all the time, and I always feel the need to kind of comment on it because it's so glaringly obvious to me. And for most people, they're completely unaware that they do it. They're also completely unaware of how damaging it is to their psyche and how it keeps them stuck in the same place. Growth mindset, on the other hand, believes that you can be anything if you work at it, if you invest the time. If somebody's more successful than you in some way, or they're this way or that way, they have simply invested more time and energy to getting that thing, and you have not. It's about as simple as that. There are certain genetic limitations. I'm never going to play in the NBA, but I wouldn't try to play the NBA because I kind of get that. If your dying dream is to be an NBA superstar that's as good as LeBron James, well, you're going to probably hit a wall at some point. Same thing with something like gymnastics, which is very genetically intensive, and you need a certain body type and size, etc. Outside of things like sports, though, and things that have certain genetic variables that you can't control, I mean, you can control to an extent, like you can get really strong if you want, but then you have to compete in a certain weight class, etc. Outside of that, though, growth and fixed mindset explains everything in your life. If you want something, you got to go to your thoughts. How do you think? What narratives and labels are you placing on things that you're telling yourself of? How often are you lying to yourself? This stuff is so common. And if the public school system was actually interested in educating people, this would be a class taught in every school for every year that you were in formal education. Yet you don't ever find a class on mindset. You probably won't even see the growth versus fixed idea anywhere in typical school or even higher education. This is something you have to figure out on your own. As it goes with most things in life that are actually useful in 2020 and beyond. So here is the comment that prompted this video. It was on a video, the Lex Fridman podcast or Lex podcast. Great, good show. I've been watching it more and more. It was like a 3-minute clip that was, what is the meaning of life? And he kind of talks about how it's a blank canvas. And he talks about you can basically paint whatever you want. So here's the comment. How is life a blank canvas when you are born as a certain person with a unique character, body, weight, height, sex, etc.? When you are given a specific name from birth? When you are born into a particular family that you must fit into and a culture in which you must find belonging and other like-minded people, etc.? Life is less like a blank canvas and more like a set paint by numbers. This just breaks my heart that people actually think this way. Even to name something like your name, as if your name has anything to do with the person you are or what you can achieve in life. Completely and utterly ridiculous. Same thing with sex, weight, body, etc. Character is something that changes every single day. When you wake up and you are this person, you're that person. Tomorrow, if you do something else, you're that person. That's your character. It's not some set genetic thing that you have no control over. Height, yeah, you can't control that. Weight, you absolutely can. You can be as lean and healthy as possible. But beyond that, you know, there are certain genetic limitations. The point is, you accept that, understand that, and use the things that you've been given. Use your strengths while working on your weaknesses and accept things that you can't control and focus on what you can. This is where Stoicism comes in for things like this, which I highly recommend you read about and look into, and it's a philosophy for life. And then he talks about fitting into a culture and you must find belonging there or whatever, but it's like, that might have existed 50, 100 years ago. Like, there are certain limitations of geography and people around you, whatever. But you can always mitigate those and even change those. You can leave. You can go to another country. You can find your tribe online. Like today, there's never been a time in the history of mankind where you can be your own unique, original person and you can live any life you want. Literally any life you want. If you have the growth mindset, you accept that you can live any life you want and you accept the responsibility that's required to go towards that life you want. This kind of mindset, this person will never change until they change these thoughts. That's a given. That's a for sure. That's 100% I bet my entire net worth on. Here's my comment. With that mindset, you were right. You said it. So it is 100% true for you. I'd never say that. I'd personally never even think about my name or body or genetics or anything I can't change as being something given or set for me. I think that would be a miserable way to view life and the gifts you've been given. Oh, and it's sad that so many people go through life, they never reach their true potential. They a lot of times don't even find happiness because they stifle the things that matter to them because they want to fit some norm or ideal and because society tells them this or family tells them this, and they don't actually fully embrace who they are as a person. That's the greatest waste of humanity. As Thoreau said, most men and women, he didn't say the women part, but most men, which also applies women, live lives of quiet desperation, going to their grave with their song still inside them. If you don't want to go to your grave with your song still inside you, then you need to kill those bad labels and narratives, and you need to absolutely demolish that fixed mindset. You need to have a growth mindset. You need to accept responsibility that if you don't have something, then you haven't done the work to get it. If you're not good at something, you haven't done the work to get good at it. It's funny, when you map this out, it's literally 1 + 1 = 2. Yet somehow in our warped, twisted, PC, fragile snowflake culture, this simple reality of reality is ignored because it's an inconvenient truth, because it takes effort, because it's hard, because you're gonna have to struggle at times. Iron sharpens iron. You do not reach your potential through softness, through ease, through comfort. And this is the same way. Growth versus fixed mindset. If you wanna achieve anything in life, if you wanna be the person that you wanna be and you wanna reach your highest potential and you wanna actually build things or create things or have money or whatever it is, you need a growth mindset. You have to believe that if you put in the work, you can get the rewards. Period.
Please always remember that the members of the Ancestral Mind podcast are not, in fact, medical professionals. They're not doctors. They're not nutritionists. They are simply providing this entertainment for you to do your own research and to entertain yourselves. So please consult a physician before changing your diet. Not everything works for everybody. And make sure you always do your own research on everything you hear on this show and outside.
Hey everybody, Colin here. Thanks for listening to that show. I want to let you know about my newest podcast over at Escaping Fragility, a show about building a life for yourself, being safe, being secure, having a plan B, so that if this crazy world of 2020 continues or gets worse, which a lot of the numbers are suggesting it will, then you and your family will be protected. A lot of my content for my personal brand has been focused on giving people the knowledge, the expertise, the skills, and just the awareness of some of the craziness that's going on so that they can protect themselves, so that they can fight back, so that they can be civilly disobedient, so that we can stymie the ever encroaching spread of government and of corporate and political agenda. If more citizens do not stand up, fight back, speak up, there's going to be nothing left to protect. And I don't like fear-mongering, and I'm generally an optimistic person. But 2020 has stressed me out. At first it didn't, but then it did. When I really saw what was going on, when I read a little bit between the lines, and even now, the craziness is continuing. And I don't see it letting up anytime soon. The masses are too easily manipulated. And so I'm more concerned what's going to happen in 2021 when the next flu season comes through and another coronavirus is weaponized. And then who knows what's going to happen? Travel restrictions, mandatory vaccines, chipped and prodded like cattle. People think it can't happen. They stick their head down, but they did in Mao's China. They did in Stalin's Russia. They did in Nazi Germany. And then it was too late. And who pays the price? It's always the citizens that are having faith and that are just hoping things get better. They're the ones that always pay the price. So the first thing we can do is protect ourselves and our family, have our plan B, have an escape option, and then we can help others. Head over to Colin.coach, get on the AM5 newsletter. You'll get all the shows every week, and you can also find me on YouTube and iTunes or Spotify or Google Play. Get prepared before it's too late.